There is a pretty long process still to go, but the maps that are in the bill that she signed last night would create 10 heavily Democratic-leaning districts and one solid Republican district in the state. Right now, the delegation is split with 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans. This is the congressional delegation. It doesn't affect the state legislative maps. So this would just be the map that Democrats would plan to use if the voters statewide pass a referendum scheduled for April 21st. That referendum would amend the state constitution to let the legislature do this mid-decade redistricting. And then what they're saying is these are the maps we'll use if you give us that power. But it's got a very tight, the referendum has to take place on April 21st. Then they've got to move quickly to get the maps in place and be able to hold primaries before the midterm elections in November, because, you know, Virginia has 45-day early voting period. So all this is on a very tight clock. It's also being challenged in court every step of the way by Republicans. So there are a lot of hurdles yet to go.
So I was going to ask, let's get more details about the legal battles that are facing the proponents of these changes. What's ahead?
Well, right. Some state lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, filed a suit actually last fall down in Tazewell County in the southwestern part of Virginia, which is a solidly red part of the state. A judge down there just late last month issued an injunction that would stop the referendum process from going forward based on what he said was some improper procedure that the Democrats in the legislature had used to set this all up. The Democrats appealed that. That's gone to the state Supreme Court. And the state Supreme Court said, "We'll rule on that case later this year, but in the meantime, the referendum should go forward." So a lot of people took that to mean that the Supreme Court thinks the legislature is on pretty solid ground with this thing. But then some national Republican groups and two Republican congressmen from Virginia filed a separate suit challenging the language of the referendum. And the same judge down in Tazewell County placed another injunction to prevent the process from going forward. So State Attorney General Jay Jones, who's a Democrat, has jumped right in and is appealing this one, and they're hoping to take it quickly to the state Supreme Court and get them to keep this referendum on track, because, as I said, the timing is just crucial. If there are any delays, it could throw the whole process off.
Wow, so there's a lot going on there. Lots of activity.
Yeah, it's kind of a melodrama. And I do think, and you know, Democrats expect it, Republicans are going to fight it every step of the way.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you have to add that I did not ask you about everything that's going on in Virginia?
No, I don't think so, except that it's just put Governor Abigail Spanberger in kind of a tight spot because, you know, she ran as a centrist, middle-of-the-road, bipartisan kind of Democrat, but she does have to approve some parts of this process, like those maps. And Republicans are saying that that's showing her true colors and that she's a lot more liberal and favors the Democrats in ways that she said she wouldn't. So that's the political sideshow to all this that's going to be interesting to watch.